Good morning, it's 8:45 at WFIR. Joe McNamara wrapping up his fourth term as chairman of the Rollo County Board of Supervisors, about to begin his fifth. And McNamara is a certified public accountant who also owns two ice cream shops in the valley. He joins WFIR's Evan Jones and me to look back at the last year and look ahead to the next. Joe, welcome to WFIR. Thank you for taking some time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Good to see you. And after a public outcry, Joe, the Rollo County School Board recently reversed an earlier decision to send most Cave Spring High students to Hidden Valley High during a year of renovations. Your fellow supervisor, Al Bedrosian, told us recently the Board of Supervisors never heard a word of this possibility when the school board asked for renovation funding. Now, were you ever made aware that this had been considered?
Well, really, you know, the Board of Supervisors and the school board, we have an excellent relationship where we let the school board and the school system run their school system, which they do an excellent job. We try to provide the necessary and adequate funding for them to do their job. When it comes to the renovation of Cave Spring High School, it's certainly a disruptive process, and it's up to the school board and their good leadership to determine how are we going to best accomplish this with the minimal of impact on students. And I think they currently have now kind of backed off to get some community input to try to understand better some of the different options that are available to them and try to figure out what will work well within the community, but at the same time accomplishing where we need to get to, which eventually will be a very, very nice Cave Spring High School from a physical standpoint to go along with the great teachers and educational environment that exists there currently.
Given the outcry, would you agree that perhaps as someone, an elected official who deals with the public, that this situation was nonetheless not handled ideally?
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit on this side of the fence and throw grenades at the other side of the fence. And I think what they're doing currently is exactly the right approach. They're having community meetings. I believe there's one next Monday, I believe it is, at Cave Spring High School. And let's get some good input. Let's look at the various options available to us, and let's try to make sense of how we best accomplish our objectives.
Now, Joey mentioned Al Bedrosian a few moments ago. Phil North is becoming the next Hollins District Supervisor. Al did seem to frequently annoy or exasperate some of his fellow board members in the last 4 years. Do you believe the change will improve the tenor and productivity of board meetings?
Well, I think if we look back over the last 3-4 years, I think we've accomplished a lot as a board. So from an accomplishment standpoint, I think we're on the right track. I think we'll continue to stay on the right track. I welcome Phil North. Voters have some great confidence in Phil. I have great confidence in Phil that he'll be a great team member, and he'll bring a lot to the board going forward.
We are speaking with Joe McNamara, wrapping up his fourth term as a member of the Board of Supervisors for Roanoke County, currently its chairman, representing Windsor Hills District. Now, one of the county's next big projects is the Tanglewood area, a new look. A popular term is reimagining 419. Now, do you get the sense that the people at Tanglewood are on board with you?
Well, the devil's again in the details. It's no different than the Cave Spring High School renovation. And the devil's in the details when it comes to reimagine 419. Roanoke County can do a lot to bring some ideas to the table, do some studies, try to determine marketplace acceptance, market demand for various type of services and activities. At the end of the day, Roanoke County, we are not developers. And I don't think the taxpayers want us to be developers. We do recognize that the 419 corridor, specifically in the Tanglewood Mall area, is the strongest retail area within Roanoke Valley. It is almost downtown Roanoke County. And so we are going to continue to work with the developer, the owners, if you will, to try to, over time, make steps towards making that a very productive and far more usable center. The marketplace for shopping centers has changed over the last 20 years. Actually, Tanglewood Mall is almost 50 years old, I believe. I think it was in the early 70s. Could be wrong on that time frame. But the marketplace has changed. There is a place for regional malls, which is Valley View Mall. But the Valley View Mall is the only regional mall we can have in the area. And so the Tanglewood Mall, as it's currently configured, designed, really doesn't fit. I was in the mall a couple days ago, and just walking through the mall makes one realize we really need to look at something different there. And I think over time we will get there. But it's not going to be flipping a light switch. It's going to be laying the groundwork, taking the steps, and trying to work with the developers to see what we can do with that space.
Do you believe there is a productive relationship with the mall's new owners? They created a bit of an outcry of sorts. They wouldn't let that big snowman go up by Firestone.
Yeah, I'm personally going to miss the snowman. I've always liked watching it coming off 581 or driving down 419. But I think the mall owners and developers, they have similar objectives to Roanoke County. They want the mall, that area, to generate revenue for them, which generates revenue for the county, which makes a usable place for people to shop, eat, entertain. And so I think there are similarities. Now, do things with the, discussions with the mall owners and developers go as fast as we might like or I might like? No, but that's just the nature of a public-private type of relationship where, our goals are similar and in line. Our time frames might not be. So we'll continue to work. It's, without working, we get nowhere. But again, we're not developers. So we really need, we can do things from a zoning perspective. We can do things from a density and some of the public infrastructure. But as far as redeveloping the mall, we really need to rely on the developers to do that.
8:51 at WFIR. We're delighted to have the chairman of the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, Joe McNamara, with us this morning. And Joe, you're asking the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for a rehearing on the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline, the main concerns being water quality, erosion, and sediment. Now, with this request, Joe, comes this question. Did the county do enough to present its concerns during the hearing process?
Oh, I think Roanoke County has been very, very involved on behalf of our citizens, and not only citizens that are directly impacted by the pipeline placement, but the other citizens in the valley. So if there is runoff sediment that is not controlled and maintained on the site, it flows downhill, and it ends up in all of our waterways. And not only from a quantity perspective, but a quality of that water is very, very important to us. So we just want to make sure if the pipeline comes, which it looks as though the pipeline will come, we want to make sure that it's done right and it's done as to the best possible knowledge of using proper stormwater management techniques. If you build a house in Roanoke County, you need to get a stormwater. You have to account for your stormwater management for that house. The pipeline, the amount of terrain that is going to be impacted is huge. And we just want some of those same protections in place. For that as well.
Joe McNamara is currently chairman of the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, first elected in 1997, has served with a four-year hiatus ever since then. So, things have changed.
Oh, sure.
In that time, for the better in many cases. Well, but for starters, how have things changed in ways most recently that are most impacting the county and its goals and its citizens?
Well, if you look, Evan, over 20 years ago, how the marketplace, the worldwide marketplace has changed. You have places like Alibaba, one of the largest companies in the world right now, didn't exist. Google and Amazon were startups at the time. Apple, I think, had a market cap of about $2 billion. As the world changed, Roanoke County needs to change. And from a very tactical, on the feet or on the ground type of changes we've done is how we look at economic expansion, how we're driving economic expansion. 20 years ago, it was a piece of land, it was incentives. Now it's much more than that. It is a quality of an environment. And so that's why we look at things like Reimagine 419, why we look at things like broadband connectivity, not only from a availability, but a cost perspective, and why we look at things like Explore Park and what kind of private development we can have to make the overall experience for people to live, work, and play in the Roanoke Valley, a much better experience.
You have no problem rattling off ways that the county has moved forward in many ways in the time, the last 20 years or so, but in what ways has it regressed or at the very least not moved forward as you would like?
Boy, that's a tough one. I for one, like everything to go faster. That's not the nature of government. So I think, on balance, I think not only Roanoke County, but I think the whole Roanoke Valley has done a very, very good job of recognizing we're in this together. We sink or swim together, and we're going to support one another. We're going to support one another both from a regional perspective, initiatives, economic expansion, to tactical services, whether it's, you know, better handling our library systems, our fire and rescue systems, and so forth. So I think you've seen a big, big change over the last 20 years in how we're doing and working together to keep relevance in the Roanoke Valley going forward.
Now, I know there were a couple of things you wanted to make sure you had the chance to let folks know about.
It's coming up, Brambleton Avenue Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 2nd, 10 a.m. The Roanoke County Christmas tree lighting will be at the South County Library Monday, December 4th at 6:30 p.m. Love to see you all at both of those.
All right. Joe McNamara, chairman of the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, has been with us this morning. Joe, we appreciate your time. Wish you a great holiday season, and thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. I hope everyone has a safe holiday.